All right, Jill. So as we're wrapping up, you know, you were at the stage where we've written the copy, we have picked the route we're going to go with, and we're ready to kind of go live. You know, are there kind of a series of steps or a pre-flight checklist that you recommend people kind of go through before they actually turn on the lights or, you know, flip the switch?
There are website launch checklists all over the internet. iThemes has a really great one. If you Google iThemes and website launch checklist. But the larger picture there is everything on your site working? Is all the content filled in? You don't have any placeholder text, which I am not a fan of at all anyway, but all the links work, the forms are working, everything's going good on, your website on that end. And then of course you want to test it on all the modern browsers, Safari, Firefox, Chrome, Internet Explorer, Edge, different versions of those. Plus on your all your different devices. So you might have your phone, a tablet, your laptop, your desktop, everywhere, because these days, sites should all be responsive. They should all have content that is consumable on any device, regardless of size. So you want to check that out and make sure that that's looking great everywhere. You want to make sure that you have any like redirects in place. So if you're changing any of your URLs, if you had an existing site and you're updating it, and you change, maybe it used to say about Joe, but now it's just going to say about in the URL, and you want to have a redirect in place so that people who land on the old page get directed to the new page. You want to make any SEO considerations. So, if you have good content, that is maybe the largest part of it, but you can also optimize, your page titles, meta descriptions, that kind of thing, per page, and blog posts as well, to make sure you're getting as much mojo out of that as you can. You want to make sure you have a 404 page. So if something, if you go to somebody lands on a page that doesn't exist anymore or types the URL in wrong, that they're not just seeing this white page with just error text, that they're actually staying on your site and have a search or something so that you don't lose them altogether. So yeah, that's really my big list there. You can get into really small details on launching a site, but those would be the larger areas to focus on.
Yeah, and the good thing is, you know, if it's a simple site, let's say 5, 8 pages or something like that, we don't have a ton of pages to really test. So what you just gave us is pretty comprehensive, but you know, this can be done fairly quickly.
Yeah, it doesn't take too long. And there's some great sites for testing your websites on other browsers or other platforms. Like my favorite one is crossbrowsertesting.com.
Oh, excellent. Gosh, it makes it so much easier now. Before, I remember years ago having to call like 10 people. Hey, can you test this on Internet Explorer and Firefox for Windows? And somebody else on Safari, somebody else on, you know, whatever. Okay. In terms of roadblocks and obstacles, I know you work with a lot of freelancers. At this point, when they've gotten this far, what are the most common roadblocks or potential problems you see crop up?
There's two big ones, and the first one is just content. So, in a perfect world, like we've discussed, all the content would already be written by the time it comes to me, and I'm working on a new website. But it's not a perfect world. There are people who, they're going to write it, and then they just don't. So, going back to what we talked to before, if you cannot finish your content, then getting some outside help will help you get that done. And then putting together the information about projects. So whether that's, getting all of your images together or writing samples or whatever, folks have a hard time with that. I guess it's like writing about your own work, and that can be challenging, or just collecting images of what you've done. It sometimes, if you're a designer, you want to like photograph all of your print work. But other times, you know, you might just do digital comps of it, or, you know, you're trying to get work from the client so you can photograph it. So that can be a challenge, of getting all that together. But it is so important to have it all up there. So it's definitely something that has to get done.
And along those same lines, I'm curious, what are the most frequent questions you hear from creative freelancers on this topic? Maybe things that people are asking you about all the time.
A lot of the stuff is about like image sizes, like what should my image sizes be that I, you know, for my portfolio? So I always say like, make it super large, but low quality so that the file sizes are low, or small. So the, you know, your site's going to load faster. And then people question often, there's like a misunderstanding of WordPress and thinking that you have to stay within the guidelines of a theme or a template or a layout, you know, and that's what I do. And, you know, maybe I get that question a lot, like, well, will this theme support if we do this? And, you know, my answer is always, well, yes, we can do anything. There's no, WordPress has no limitations as far as anything style or layout or any of that. We can make it do anything we want. Doesn't matter that it's WordPress. Those are the biggest ones.
Here's one that I've been getting asked a lot over the past year or so. So what are your thoughts on these like one page sites where everything is one page and you just kind of scroll down and
I am not a fan of them. Usually these one-page sites for a business is not the solution. For one, if you want to have some good SEO, a one-page site is not going to cut it for you. Google wants you to see you have multiple pages and you're linking back to and from those pages, internally in your site. But they tend to not have a lot of content, so you're not really saying a lot, and it's to me just feels very almost amateur. It could be beautifully done, but it's almost like saying, "Well, I'm just going to take this shortcut route and just give you one page all about my business." When you know, instead of taking the approach of like, well, I'm going to be serious about each of these areas and why they're so important to discuss.
Yeah. And I've seen some where, well, there's a navigation bar, but it's really all in one page. So when you click on the nav, it just kind of scrolls you down automatically. It redirects you to that section of the page.
Yeah. It's like an anchor link.
An anchor link.
Which aren't going to be indexable by search engines. And can be harder to, you know, if you want to point somebody like, okay, here is this project, but this project lives on your one page site, you know, like maybe it has a light box or something you click on and it opens up bigger, but then you can't link to it directly, then that could be challenging.
So Jill, this has been extremely informative. I really appreciate you sharing all this valuable information with us, but I don't want to leave without asking you about your work and where we can learn more about you and see what you do.
Yeah, well, simply stated, I make websites for creative businesses. So I work with designers, copywriters, and really anyone who is a creative and you know, wants to up-level their brand online and what their online presence looks like and might have some new positioning and wants to have a site that has a good positioning and positive user experience.
And your website URL?
It's jilllynndesign.com. So there's three L's there in the middle.
Perfect. Well, we'll link up to that, Jill. And again, thank you. This has been fantastic. I know that will help a lot of people with this process.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for having me. And yeah, if anybody has questions or thoughts, you know, feel free to reach out. I'm happy to have a free chat, talk about websites all day long.